Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you are a manufacturer looking for a new ERP system in 2020, there's a lot of different options out there. That's the good news. And today I'm going to talk about the top 10 ERP systems for manufacturers in 2020. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're a consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformations. And today's top 10 list is based on a number of different criteria, independent criteria, research and experience that we've had over the years in helping manufacturers like yourselves through their digital transformations. So in determining this year's top 10 list, we looked at a number of different criteria as it relates to manufacturing organizations implementing ERP systems. We looked at the scalability of the solution, the maturity of the product, total cost of ownership, the ability to handle complex supply chain and job shop floor automation types of capabilities. So we looked at a lot of different criteria, and in determining and measuring this criteria, we took it from a number of sources. We have our own team that has experience helping clients implement these different products, being an independent and agnostic firm. We have hands-on experience with all of these solutions. We also help clients evaluate these different solutions and compare them to one another every day as part of our software selection engagements with clients. And we also use a database that we license that focuses exclusively on capturing the capabilities and functional aspects of all the different systems out there in the marketplace. So we combine those different data points to create this collective top 10 list, which is based on all of those different data points. So while our methodology is what determines where each of these systems ranks in today's top 10, I want you to stay tuned to the end of the video, because at the end we have a poll that's embedded in this video to find out which of the systems you think should be at the top of the list. And it'll be a good augmentation to our top 10 list to see what you think for those of you that have been involved with some of these different implementations over the years. So without further ado, let's jump right into the top 10. Coming in at number 10 is Plex Systems. And Plex is a product that's been around for a long time. You may or may not have heard of them, but they are focused primarily on the automotive industry and automotive related types of organizations. And that's where their biggest strength is. But the reason they made our top 10 list for manufacturers in general is because they're one of the very few cloud solutions that have been in the cloud since their inception. So they were in the cloud and they were a cloud-based product from the very beginning. And so while a lot of other manufacturing technologies and ERP systems are now playing catch up and just now moving to the cloud, Plex has always been in the cloud. So they have a level of maturity and capability that's unparalleled in the industry. And they also have a focus on manufacturing. So they're not trying to be everything to everyone, and they're not even trying to be everything to everyone within the manufacturing space. They're very focused on sub verticals within manufacturing, which is enough to land Plex Systems at number 10 on our list. Coming in at number 9 is Microsoft D365. Microsoft D365 is a product that provides a lot of different capabilities even outside of manufacturing. And as it relates to manufacturing, they are quickly evolving and continuing to evolve and improve capability in the manufacturing space. Now, D365 tends to be more appealing to organizations that are larger, that value flexibility, that want to have the ability to change the software to fit different situations and exceptions within the organization. And it also tends to fit organizations that have very diverse business operations. So companies that maybe do manufacturing, but also do other types of businesses as well, they're going to be drawn to a D365 just because it has a little bit more breadth of capability, even outside of manufacturing, when compared to some of the other systems in our top 10 list, which are more focused on manufacturing. So with all that in mind, that's enough to land Microsoft D365 at number 9 on our list. Coming in at number 8 in our list is a company called DCOM. It's a product that is focused on manufacturing ERP systems. That's all they do is manufacturing ERP. And the reason why DCOM made the top 10 list is a few different reasons. First of all, it's focused on manufacturing, as I mentioned. Second of all, it's a fully integrated system. So while a lot of different ERP vendors out there provide different modules that have to be purchased separately and integrated separately. DCOM provides sort of a single solution that includes all the capabilities required for manufacturing organizations. Now, another qualitative aspect that landed DCOM in our top 10 list is we see a lot of mid-size and even some smaller manufacturing organizations that really find the value and the ease of use of the software very appealing. So it demos very well during software evaluation processes that we're involved with. DCOM does very well in general in manufacturing types of environments. And on the implementation side, when we've helped clients with the implementation, we've seen DCOM offer fixed bid implementations, which has its pros and cons, and that's a topic for a separate conversation, but that can be very appealing to organizations that might be a little bit more cost sensitive or more diligent managing their budgets. That whole fixed cost implementation approach can be very effective. So that's enough to land DCOM at number 8 in our top 10 list. So coming in at number 7 is Infor Cloud Suite Industrial. And Infor is a product that's very strong in the manufacturing space. It historically has focused very heavily on the manufacturing space and done quite well. We've actually been involved with a lot of different Infor implementations over the years. And with the Cloud Suite transition it's making as a company from on-premise to the cloud solutions, there's some growing pains that go along with that. There's some capabilities that organizations aren't getting that they may have gotten from the legacy products that were available years ago. So Infor is another company that's going through a transition, and I suspect will continue to rise in our top 10 in the coming years. Despite all that, Infor is very strong in the manufacturing distribution space. They're not trying to be everything to everyone, and for those reasons, Infor Cloud Suite lands at number 7 in our top 10 list. So coming in at number 7 is SAP S/4HANA. And it's number 7 because it's tied with Infor Cloud Suite, which was also number 7. And the reason they're tied is because very comparable results in our overall survey findings. And overall, you could probably rank one over the other depending on which criteria you broke it down by. But for all practical purposes, they're tied. And the reason SAP S/4HANA lands in the top 10 at number 7 is, first of all, it's largely tailored for larger organizations, a lot of broad capabilities. In some ways, it tries too much to be everything to everyone outside the world of manufacturing. But having said that, it still does have a fair amount of manufacturing capability. Now, the thing holding back SAP from moving up further in the top 10, at least for now, is that the manufacturing capabilities that a lot of complex manufacturers need and want out of their ERP system has not yet made it to S/4HANA in their cloud offerings. So, having said that, though, it has historically been a manufacturing-focused type of software. S/4HANA is quickly evolving and continuing to broaden and deepen its capabilities in the manufacturing space, and that's enough to land SAP S/4HANA at number 7 on our top 10 list. Coming in at number 6 on our list is Epicor. Epicor is another company, much like Infor, that largely focuses on the manufacturing and distribution space. They do it really well. They don't try to be everything to everyone. And much like Infor and some of the other vendors in our top 10 list, they are making that transition to the cloud, just like a lot of others. And with all of that in mind, we have to look at the install base that Epicor has built up over the years with very strong capabilities in the manufacturing space and a strong customer portfolio. And so I suspect Epicor is another one that will continue to move up in the rankings in coming years. But based on where they are now in the transition to the cloud, that's enough to land them at number 6 in our top 10 list.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number five is Oracle ERP Cloud. Now, Oracle is a product that is traditionally used by a lot of different larger and upper mid-market organizations, not just manufacturing, but other organizations as well. But they seem to do pretty well in the manufacturing space. And over the years, their legacy products like JD Edwards especially and Oracle EBS and some of the other legacy Oracle products have done very well in manufacturing. And what Oracle is doing with Oracle ERP Cloud now is moving a lot of those capabilities from their legacy products over to Oracle ERP Cloud. So products like JD Edwards that they acquired about 12 or 15 years ago, there's a lot of capabilities they're moving from that system to Oracle ERP Cloud. So those are some of the reasons why Oracle lands this high on the list. And the one thing holding back Oracle is just the fact that, like a lot of the vendors in the survey here in the rankings, they're still moving to the cloud and they're still in the midst of that migration. But having said all of that, this is all enough to land Oracle ERP Cloud at number five on our list. Coming in number four on our list is Acumatica. This is a product that you may or may not have heard of. It's the newest ERP vendor in our top 10 list. The company was founded, I believe, in 2008, so it's only been around for just over 10 years, but it's the fastest growing ERP system in the manufacturing space. And the product is focused exclusively on manufacturing. It's a product that can be deployed via the cloud or on-premise, so they still provide flexibility in how the product is deployed. It also provides a certain amount of flexibility that a lot of organizations value, in that you can change the software and configure the software without having to customize the software or hire a bunch of expensive IT people to go in and change the software. The other thing that we see with a lot of our clients and clients that we've helped select and implement the product is that the product fits really well for manufacturing in terms of ease of use. It's just an easy to understand system. Our clients like it, their employees like it, especially if you're a small to mid-sized manufacturer, that seems to be a really good fit. And the weakness of Acumatica is most likely going to be, if you're a larger organization, you may find some of its capabilities a bit limited. It doesn't have quite the breadth of functionality that some of the other systems in our top 10 list have. But having said all of that, it's enough to land Acumatica at number four in our top 10 list. Coming in at number three on our list this year is IQMS. IQMS is a product that's been around for a long time, focused on the manufacturing space. They have a lot of small and mid-market manufacturing organizations as their clients. And they are a product that is suitable for small and mid-sized companies. So if you're a company that might find an SAP or an Oracle or another big ERP system to be a bit of overkill, IQMS can be a good focus solution for you. Now, probably the biggest strengths of IQMS are going to be the breadth of functionality within manufacturing. So if you have a complex supply chain or complex manufacturing make-to-order types of operations or process manufacturing, for example, those are all things that IQMS does well. And we see a lot of our clients benefit from the functionality and capabilities provided by IQMS. There's also a lot of flexibility in the software and in the ability to change workflows and change the software to meet your needs without necessarily needing to customize the software. Now, the biggest weaknesses of IQMS and the things that hold it back from actually placing higher in our list are, first of all, there have been a lot of feedback from clients around the difficulty of learning the software because it can do so many different things. A lot of clients have struggled to learn how to use the software and how to learn where different screens are or how to complete different types of transactions in the system. So it isn't as intuitive as some of the other systems in the marketplace, but it does have the broad capability required for a lot of manufacturing organizations. Now, another interesting shortfall or weakness of IQMS is going to be its overall ecosystem. There aren't a lot of IQMS providers out there and qualified IQMS functional and technical resources. So getting the appropriate amount of implementation support and customer support and that sort of thing can be a little bit of a challenge for a lot of organizations. And that's one of the things we've noticed with the IQMS space. But having said all of that, it's still enough to land IQMS at number three on our list. Coming in at number two on our list is QAD. QAD is a fairly well-known manufacturing ERP organization. They focus exclusively on manufacturing organizations. They do a lot in auto, chemicals, process manufacturing, discrete manufacturing, a lot of different types of manufacturing sub verticals. And they actually have a lot of mid-sized to larger organizations using the product. It may not be the best known product out there, but it's been around for a long time. They've been in the cloud for just over 10 years now. So their cloud offering is fairly mature compared to other systems out there. And one of the other interesting components of the QAD offering that is very appealing to a lot of organizations is the whole idea of configuring and flexibility of the software. So they have some software that they've developed that allow you to change software and workflows in a very powerful way, in a way that doesn't require you to change the code. And it's something that survives upgrades and allows you to maintain that capability in the cloud. So all those things in mind is enough to put QAD at number two on our list. So coming in at number one on our list of top 10 manufacturing ERP solutions is IFS. It's a company you may or may not have heard of. It's a company out of Europe. They actually have a very large install base in Europe and are spreading globally. The company's been around for a long time, very stable, high growth, but a lot of people still haven't heard of it, especially in North America and some other parts of the world. But IFS is a manufacturing-focused product. It has a lot of strength, especially in fixed asset and capital intensive types of industries. It also focuses a lot on organizations that require heavy project management. So if you're an organization that has field crews or field services, that's another area that they're very strong in. So they don't try to be everything to everyone, and they're not going to fit every single manufacturer, but the strength of the product itself, the focus in manufacturing, the maturity of the product, the fact that it's cloud-based, relatively easy to use, a lot of those aspects factor into why IFS does so well. So with all of that in mind, that's enough to land IFS at number one in our top 10 list. So while that covers our top 10 list based on the inputs and the data points that I mentioned earlier, I want to know what you think. Which of the vendors do you think should be at the top of the list based on what you've heard today, what you understand in the industry, what your experience has been? I know many of you don't have hands-on experience with all these different solutions, but you probably have an opinion based on your experience so far. So I'd love to see what you think. And we've included, if you look at the top of the screen, there's a poll that I encourage you to vote on, and you can actually see the other results and see how other people have voted. So I encourage you to do that as part of this exercise to see who you think should be at the top of the list. So some other things to consider as you evaluate these 10 and other ERP systems out there are going to be some of the things we haven't talked about. What are the things that need to be considered or taken into mind? One thing to keep in mind when you're looking at these different systems is really making sure that you find the type of product that fits who you are. So while we've given you a top 10 ranking based on generalities across manufacturing in general, you have to look at who you are. Are you a large organization that values breadth and broad capabilities, or are you a mid-sized or smaller organization that values lower total cost of ownership and ease of implementation? Those types of factors can be very powerful in helping you at least narrow the field down to a manageable shortlist. So keep some of those things in mind as you're assessing some of the different manufacturing options out there. One other thing to keep in mind, and this is something that I alluded to in a couple of the different vendor profiles I just gave, is to really look at the ecosystem that is provided by each of these providers. We've covered everyone in the top 10 list from some small vendors that you may or may not heard of, all the way on up to the Oracles and the Microsofts and the SAPs of the world that you have heard of. And there's obviously a wide variety of ecosystem support in the way of system integrators and resellers and consultants, solo consultants out there that can support the product and know the products well. So it's important to really recognize that if you do go with a smaller, more focused solution, there's always a trade-off there, and you want to make sure that you have a good understanding of what your support needs are and your support options are. So I hope you found this information useful. One thing I encourage you to do as part of your research and due diligence, if you're a manufacturer looking for new ERP technology in the coming years, is to download our annual ERP report, which you can find in the link below. You can look at some of these rankings in more detail. We also include some of the predictions for the coming year and other things that manufacturers need to know about ERP systems and implementations as they go into their digital transformation journeys. So I encourage you to please like and subscribe to this video. I hope you found this information useful. Thank you very much for your time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.